Big Screen, Little Screen. Sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
This week on Big Screen, Little Screen, we are looking at things that you can stream. Susie Lyon joins me to tackle the things that we can watch and enjoy in the safety and comfort of our very own homes. Susie, we're starting with a documentary series. What are you looking at?
G'day, Kat. Yeah, this one is on Netflix and it is out now. It's called This Is Pop. It's starring all of the pop stars that you can imagine, people such as Boyz II Men, Kanye West, Cher, ABBA, Dolly Parton, Oasis and Blur, plus many, many more.
So is this a history of pop or does it have a particular angle?
This Is Pop takes a deep dive into what is pop music and how music reflects and influences culture. Music transcends race, faith, sexual preference, and it unifies both listener and musician. And this 8-part series focuses on the stories of how and why pop music became what it is and what it will be forevermore. We meet and discover all sorts of pop, from the stuff from the 40s to the rise of R&B and pop, the accidental hits and the fine tuning to make a hit song from nothing. Each episode focuses on one aspect of pop music over the centuries and takes a magnifying glass to the people and processes behind what makes them and their music smash hits.
Let's have a quick listen.
When someone from a little country like Sweden have worldwide success with what they do, makes everyone understand, well, if they can do it, we can do it.
What is a country song? What is not a country song?
I was the Justin Bieber of the 50s.
And we wanted to be pop stars.
Every episode has its own particular story. Can you give us some examples from the series?
So each episode does have its own stories. We've got things like the Boyz II Men effect, where pop is influenced by R&B music. There's auto-tune, Swedish pop, country-termed pop. We heard Shania Twain there in that clip. Britpop, festivals, and something called Brill Building Songwriter.
Yeah, I loved also in the trailer where some very famous names from Britpop were saying, I hate the term Britpop, which is quite funny. Social media is already blowing up about some of the revelations, though, from this very series.
Yeah, so this caused a stir on social media literally hours after it was released. We discover something interesting. We discover that Usher told T-Pain that he ruined music due to using autotune. And that caused T-Pain to have 4 years of depression. And people are really talking about that and what Usher did to poor T-Pain.
No way. I didn't realize it was as serious as that. Other little facts from the show.
You may discover some long-forgotten pop songs or some new music to listen to, as the docuseries gives you snippets of songs which might get stuck in your head. We learn more about the artists behind them. Things such as Shania Twain was being hounded for being a country star, infiltrating pop music, instead of focusing on her singing and songwriting skills.
Yeah, lots of different things there. I think that from the little snippets that I've seen of this so far, and it is out now, go and watch it now, but from the snippets that I've seen of this, the pop stars that they've spoken to have really opened up. So I think there are quite a lot of exclusives here that we're going to get from This Is Pop that is on Netflix now. Thanks for looking at that one, Susie. Let's move on to our Sky Show feature of the week. We're looking at Rick and Morty. Now, they have been on our screens for a while, but if you haven't gotten into this animation yet, Susie, what's it all about?
Well, this one is an adult animation that is a science fiction sitcom. It follows Rick, a cynical mad scientist, and his grandson Morty, who is a 14-year-old anxious kid who isn't quite so smart, and they go together to explore infinite universes. On their adventures, they cause mayhem, always running into trouble. Sometimes joined by Morty's sister Summer, other times running into parallel versions of their family members. On their way through normal life and different universes, they see Morty being the voice of reason and morals, with his grandfather Rick being the troublemaker, alcoholic, that leads them astray.
Now, Sky are now releasing this week by week. What season are we about to hear a little snip from?
This is season 5. You can watch 1 to 4 already on Sky, and every week a new episode from season 5 is being released.
All right, there's no real spoilers here, but let's hear a little snippet from season 5.
Rick and Morty, you shimmer.
It's showtime.
Someone out there is trying to kill us.
Someone's always trying to kill us. Richard!
Sorry, who is that?
Now what?
Now we go Team Go Trunks!
What do we need to know when watching Rick and Morty?
Other than that, this is one that isn't really for kids. Every episode of Rick and Morty is a play on something to do with pop culture, with every episode being named after a movie, TV show, a song, or a book that you might recognize. In some of the episodes, the pop culture references literally smack you in the face, and others, they are so well hidden that they're debated online. There might be an allusion to a character from a different show, a paraphrasing from a famous movie line. There's visual spoofs, cameos lurk in the background. Every single episode has a reference that might go over your head. This might have something to do with Rick Sanchez, one of the lead characters, being so smart. And maybe if you catch the references, then you're at least as smart as Morty.
I have a question for you, Susie. What do McDonald's, Mulan, and Rick and Morty have in common?
In 1998, McDonald's, to promote the release of the Disney movie Mulan, McDonald's released a limited edition Shenzhen sauce you could snack on with your nuggets. As this was limited edition, it kind of came and went without much fanfare. But as mentioned above, those pop culture references are strewn throughout Rick and Morty, and this sauce didn't escape the Rick and Morty effect, and it was mentioned throughout the series. To honor these mentions, McDonald's sent the creators of the show a huge bottle of the sauce and announced on social media that for one day only, the sauce would be available in selected US McDonald's. Well, that caused literal riots with fans chanting, "We want sauce." Windows were smashed, police were called, arrests and unbelievable behavior from supposed adults across the USA. It became apparent that stores were only receiving very limited numbers of the Potza sauce, as little as only 20 per store, and fans were leaving disappointed. Not long after, you could nab a tiny little pot of the sauce for hundreds of dollars on eBay or Craigslist, and then fans of the show would post pictures of themselves enjoying the chicken sauce from other competitors in protest of missing out.
Oh my goodness, that got out of hand. Like you said,
sure did.
Mayhem everywhere in terms of the things that Rick and Morty touch on screen, but also seemingly in real life, in actual fact. Rick and Morty is now available at seasons 1 to 4 already on Sky. You can binge watch those and then watch the weekly episodes from season 5 as they're going to come out now on Sky Show. You can still get that 7-day free trial. You can find a link on our website. It's at worldradio.ch/bigscreenlittlescreen, where you'll find this episode, this as a podcast as well. Susie, thanks so much for joining me and telling us what we can watch for Big Screen Little Screen.
You are welcome. Enjoy the TV shows.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.